Hey, I'm looking at the safe for work questions for new girls. I'm not exactly new. I've been doing this for a while back then and usually posting it in Chirbit. I go under a different nickname, but this time around I'm just going to use Tropical Popsicle because it rhymes. And I think some people might be familiar with that name. So let's just start with the questions. First one, tell us a little or as much as you would like about you. I'm 33. I live in Southeast Asia. My hobbies are spending times in the outdoor and taking pictures of landscape and then editing them in my house. I'm currently working as a designer. And yeah, like I say, I'll just go under Tropical Popsicle because I live near the equator. What made you decide to start recording? I think back then I was really naive, and these days I just have so much time, like free time kind of thing, and I do get lonely. So this might be one of the output or like a way to share some of the things that I would like to talk about. Number three, what kind of recordings do you see yourself doing? I can do pillow talks, script reading, maybe poetry reading, but yeah, give me a heads up if there's anything interesting. I'm not really a fan of like doing lewd things, not because I can't do it, but I hate faking it, you know, like having to like imagine and then like kind of get in the zone kind of thing. Not really my thing. Number four, what features, be they physical or mental, are most attractive to you and the people you're interested in? I like long-haired guys. Guys with big butts. You guys are so hot. You're melting my heart and my eyes. And I think lastly, it's just someone who's like very honest and mentally well. And do I have a favorite book? I'm currently looking at a Robert Hunter book called Map of Days. It's actually like an adult graphic novel kind of thing, and I think it's really good. Basically, anything by the Nobro Press is a really must-have. I also have Americana in my other table. So yeah, those are the two things that I wanted to get it finished. Tell us your idea of a perfect day or perhaps a perfect date. I like staying in lately, mostly because I'm trying to save up. Perfect day slash date would be a rainy day with thundering storms and me staying inside, getting warm and then like cuddling with my partner. Okay, what would be a relationship deal breaker for you? I've dated a lot of crazy guys, and some of them are the ones that I met in 4chan, especially social board. So, yeah, social guys, you guys are really weird, and that's a really deal breaker for me. So I'm trying to not date anyone until the end of the year, and trying to heal for it. Also finding myself. So yeah, that's me. Nice to be back and let me know if there's anything that I can pick up on the script. And yeah. Bye.